It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Renee Montaigne's away. No matter how hard we try to understand the financial bailout, we are being asked on some level to trust the experts. We're being asked to trust that it's really necessary to buy $700 billion worth of bad debt and trust that we might get some of our money back. This morning, we're going to profile the most important expert of all. Treasury Secretary Henry Merritt Paulson Jr. is the man who will get the credit or the blame, depending on how his plan works. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has this profile.
Jeffrey Garden befriended Paulson in college. They worked in adjacent offices for the Nixon administration and later rose through the ranks together as Wall Street executives.
He's one of the most intense people I have ever met. And I say this, I've met a lot of intense people.
Garten, a professor at Yale, is no slouch, but he says Paulson keeps him on his toes.
He's so alert that it makes you feel totally lazy if you're not, you know, if you're not prepared to perform at the highest level no matter what you're doing.
James Gorder shares this view. Gorder headed the Chicago office of Goldman and hired, then mentored, Paulson 34 years ago. He says Paulson, now 61 years old, appears to have lost none of the endurance and vigor that made him stand out within an office full of overachievers.
Put yourself in his position. I mean, this has been a long time. There's been no talk about vacations. I mean, there's not even been a day off.
Would you ever want to trade places with him?
No, I wouldn't. I think to myself, my God, could I do that? And I could not, no.
Paulson has friends, and he also has critics. When he and now New Jersey Governor John Corzine shared the CEO title at Goldman, they disagreed over how to handle taking the firm public. Corzine left in 1999 on the same day of the bank's public offering. A few years later, former New York Stock Exchange chair Richard Grasso accused Paulson of double-crossing. Grasso said Paulson, who was on the board of the exchange, initially approved of Grasso's huge pay package, only to later call for Grasso's ouster when it attracted public criticism. Corzine's spokesman declined comment and Grasso did not return calls. And then there's James Ellman. He's a portfolio manager at the Seacliff Capital Hedge Fund, which invests mainly in financial services. Ellman says in its original form, the Paulson plan, as it's come to be known, fell far short of the hard bargain Paulson drove in the earlier bailout of insurance giant AIG.
It is a terrible plan. It's basically a massive transfer of wealth from taxpayers to bondholders at financial services companies.
Under pressure from Congress, Paulson and the administration have since agreed to amend the original plan. The compromise worked out over the weekend includes limits on executive pay and gives taxpayers stakes in participating companies who want to sell their bad mortgage debts to the government. In the past, Paulson had sought to crack down on financial misdeeds. After Enron and WorldCom collapsed following accounting scandals, Paulson spoke at the National Press Club. Then still head of Goldman Sachs, he said banks had played an important role and called for stricter regulatory controls on his industry.
In my lifetime, American business has never been under such scrutiny. And to be blunt, much of it's deserved.
Longtime friend Jeffrey Garten says Paulson's actually better under fire.
The hotter the fire, the cooler he gets.
Garten recalls playing him in a game of paddle tennis. Paulson was new to the sport, and Garten ran him all over the court.
I thought he was going to die. I really thought he was having a heart attack.
With Paulson doubled over, Garten tried to call the game off. But after a minute, Paulson insisted they play on.
And he came on like a raging bull, and I tell you, I simply couldn't win a point.
So he won the game.
Oh, yeah, he won the game. I mean, in a way, it's kind of a metaphor for this financial thing because he's been trying a bunch of things in the best of faith, and they haven't worked. And all, you know, and it's just like he took a breath and he said, we're not going to let this thing go. We're going to turn it around.
And so with the economy on the line for Henry Paulson, the game is very much on. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.